Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Rob, can we read these texts really quickly? 913-586-7965. I can't believe that I'm the positive one about this, but you know what? Sometimes it's life's about changing roles. C-Dot, you guys moved the goalpost for Trent McDuffie. Someone else says, but he gave up, he meaning Trent McDuffie, gave up several crucial third down conversions. You're lying if you don't think that Courtland Sutton was out there cooking him. Trent McDuffie got cooked, giving 70 yards to a bum receiver like Courtland Sutton is like giving up 180 to Justin Jefferson. I'm not saying that that was Trent McDuffie's best game. Not saying that at all. Not at all. It was not his best game. We've certainly seen him play better than that. Aren't we really comparing this to the incredibly high standard that Trent McDuffie has created over the course of the first 3 years of his career? Courtland Sutton had 70 yards receiving in this game. 70. 70. And we're acting like this was like, no. It wasn't that long ago. I remember that Jamar Chase was hitting the Chiefs up for 100 and something yards. I don't understand. The yards got to come from somewhere. They didn't run the football effectively. So, yeah, their number one wide receiver had a good day. Not a great day by any means. Nobody's winning their fantasy league because Courtland Sutton was on their team. He had 70 yards and a touchdown. That's an okay day. That's fine. It's all right. It's good. There's 12 other players in the league that had that day this weekend. Travis Kelce had a day like that. It was a fine day. I'm just not that down on Trent McDuffie today. I just think this is just a product of the Chiefs pretty routinely take guys away. And in this game, they just didn't 100% take away the other team's best offensive option. And now I think people are overreacting a little bit. Let me come to the defense of Trent McDuffie today. I think the criticism today is pretty harsh. There are certainly things to criticize the Chiefs on. Trent McDuffie, I don't think he makes my top five today.
So I agree with you. He's not top five. I would say left tackle is maybe 1 through 5, but we will get to that later in the show. But I'm like beyond puzzled reading the text line. McDuffie wasn't great, but outside of the one big chunk play where he missed the jam and the last play of the game where Sutton just beat him across his face to make the first down, it wasn't like Sutton was just an unstoppable, oh my goodness, watch out.
Not
Sutton
at all.
Sutton made two plays that people remember. He made two. Now, for all pro and a guy that you think is the top corner in the league, yeah, you don't usually give up two plays to Courtland Sutton. By the way, Courtland Sutton, much better than the text line gives him credit for. You know I love a good Courtland Sutton. If Courtland Sutton were a Chief, he'd be the second best receiver on the team. That's neither here nor there.
No, I ain't really saying nothing about the Chiefs receivers. I get the point you're making. Chiefs ain't got that many good receivers.
This happens to corners in the league. I mean, even Revis in his prime got smoked by Moss. It happened. Like, no one is perfect every single solid day. I think maybe fans are holding him to an impossible standard.
Can I just give you just some really quick stats, and then we'll move off of Trent McDuffie? Because, again, I don't really have many complaints about Trent McDuffie. Do you know how many guys in the NFL had more receiving yards yesterday than Courtland Sutton did?
Probably a dozen.
19 guys in the league. Do you know how many receivers yesterday caught a touchdown yesterday? Just caught a touchdown yesterday. Do you know how many it was? It was 28. I'm not telling you that Trent McDuffie was locked down here. He was not locked down. I'm not here to overreact about 70 yards and a touchdown. That was a pretty standard day yesterday in the league. It just was. I'm sorry. It was not an overwhelmingly great day by any means yesterday. It was a fine day. That's what it was. Travis Kelce had 8 catches for 64 yards and a touchdown yesterday. It was a fine day from a good player. Courtland Sutton is a good player. That's who he is. He is a good player.
Fun fact. MVS had a better day than Courtland Sutton yesterday.
Oh, I don't know what happened to MVS before. Where was that at last year? I don't remember. I don't remember that happening really at any point.
You get him in a dome and suddenly Mr. Applebee's unstoppable.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on yesterday with him. I have absolutely no clue.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.